Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, good people, what's up and what's happening? It's your girl, LaJay, baby, your favorite power podcast host of the Dream Hustle Live podcast through RAI Radio and Radio Pushes, honey. And tonight, my good people, tonight, we got my boy, Hello, Hello, and my boy, Typo. So I want to say, hey, yo, so I got Hello in the building, honey.
What up, though?
Yeah, what's good with you, my
love? No, I can't call it. I'm around. I'm still here. You know, I'm smiling. What about you, baby?
I'm all good, honey, now that I got you on the air. Trust that one. Now, my boy, I flow to my back, honey.
What's going on? What's going on?
Hey, nothing but a thing. I'm glad I got you on. Now, I want to go ahead and talk to my boy Typo first. You know what I'm saying? So we don't have no confusion going on, because sometimes that happens on this show. Get it? But I want to go ahead and talk to you real quick about your joint that I got sent. That joint is called Hype. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't know you. Like, when the beef started, like, I was talking to my homegirl, and I forgot where I was. I forgot what I was supposed to be doing, and I started throwing the phone to her. I was the hardest phone, you know what I'm saying? Because that joint came in real good, you know what I'm saying? And then you came in.
Thank
you. So go ahead and talk to my people, yell people, about your track Hype.
My track Hype, man, I just dropped my single. And it's in all stores. You can get it on Tidal, Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, whatever floats your boat, whatever platform you like the most or you use the most. And that's what's going on. It's going up right now.
Definitely. Y'all need to go check that joint out. Now, for the people that don't know who you are, my guy, go ahead and introduce yourself. Tell the people a little bit about yourself and what you do.
I'm Typo. I'm from Durham, North Carolina, and I'm a songwriter. I'm a major recording artist, and pretty much that's it. That's what I do.
I know that's right, you know. Okay, well, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I listened to a couple of the joints, you know what I'm saying, especially that track. And in that track in the beginning, you know what I'm saying, you said you was gone for a minute, but now you was back, you know, back to business. Now, where the hell did you go?
Yeah, so I dropped my first mixtape ever in like 2011, 2012, around that time. And that's the only mixtape I ever dropped. To be honest with you, I haven't done too much music after that. And life get in the way. You know, pretty much I had to put myself in position to do music, you know what I mean? And for the past few years, I kind of just tapped into the business side of things, and I found myself handling more business and networking more than I was actually putting out music. And that's where that came from.
Oh, okay. So now that you got your head on straight, ready to come back at this thing, huh?
Yeah, I'm coming full-fledged.
Hey, y'all heard my dude. Y'all need to go check him out. Make sure y'all check out his joint Hype, because that's exactly what it is. And like I told y'all, his joint had me forgetting where the hell I was and who the hell I was. I was in here trying to flow. I was feeling solid there. You know what I'm saying? Until I was like, oh, yeah. Be listening to the music. Not, okay. Yeah, because look, boo, I was about to be on a whole remix. I was making up my own words.
Thank you.
That's how you know a track is good. You know what I'm saying? You get some cats are clowning over your, you know what I'm saying, doing their own stuff. You know you got them already.
Thanks,
no hats off to you for that, because definitely, you know what I'm saying, I was feeling that Joan there, you know what I'm saying? And I'm glad that you were able to, you know what I'm saying, come at things from a business point, because I'm glad that you said that you took a second to, you know, life got in the way, but you took a second to, you know, really start networking more and coming at it from a business side, because I really feel like a lot of artists don't do that now. They're still worried about, you know, getting out product. You're not thinking about what you're really doing with this product, you know, because uploading it to Reverb, you know what I'm saying, and SoundCloud is not really going to get you heard. That's more of a hobby, you know what I'm saying? So I'm glad that you said that right there, because that's very important to the game, and that's very important to a lot of people to hear right now, you know what I'm saying? So hats off to you for even having that mindset, you know what I'm saying? That's the mindset of a king, and that's what we have on the show. Kings up in this joint. Yep. So say hats off to you, my guy, because we need more of you on this show. We need more of you in this industry, you know what I'm saying? And you got my backing, you know what I mean? Hats off.
All right, all right.
Now, I want to go ahead and give you a chance to go ahead and shout out all your social media handles. Go ahead and spell it out to them real slow so they know where to go. You feel me?
Yeah, so on social media, you can find me at Tyflow Music, and that's everywhere except Twitter. Twitter would be The Real Tyflow, and that's D-A, Real Tyflow.
Yes, and y'all need to go check him out. Y'all need to go ahead and hit slide over to SoundCloud. You need to slide on over to YouTube. You need to slide wherever you can find to go find my boy Tyflow, you know what I'm saying? And give his track hype, you know what I'm saying, a fair chance, because that joint is jumping right there, you know what I mean? But we're going to slide over here and talk to my boy L.O. I ain't forgot about you, homie. I just wanted to talk to you, honey, because I read through
Uh-oh.
Your bio. Yes, honey, I read through your bio to the O, and I see that you first debuted on an album amongst Memphis Bleek, Ja Rule, just to name a few. Like, how did you end up stepping on the scene into something like that?
It was something that I stumbled into back in Detroit amongst friends. Some friends of mine that I grew up with, they was doing music. At the time, you know, his name was Swift, and then there was another guy named Beretta. They were a rap group called the Rabies back in the day. And, you know, we all stayed blocks away from each other. And we wound up traveling to Atlanta. And it was also a young girl by the name of Cha-Cha. She also stayed around us. And she was rapping as well. So long story short, the Rabies, they wound up getting a little situation with Robbins Entertainment at the time. And a single deal at the time. They heard Cha-Cha on the single. Epic wound up picking her up for an album. So, of course, you know, she showed some love and put me on the track with them. So they gave me a verse on there. I did my verse, and I went from there. After that, I stayed in Atlanta for maybe about a year and a half, maybe 2 years.
Okay, you know what I'm saying? I was hyped to hear that. And I read through your bio as well, you know what I'm saying? And I saw that you had some indiscrepancies, you know what I mean? Because a lot of us get out here, you know what I'm saying? We fall through a pitfall with this music, you know what I'm saying? Because it's not always a way to sustain your livelihood, you know what I'm saying? And you turn to what you know, you know what I'm saying? And your bio reflected that. And it also reflected that in your joint West Side, you know what I'm saying? And you were definitely repping and keeping it real good in that joint, you know what I'm saying? So go ahead and talk to the people about your joint West Side, where they can find it, Handy.
Well, West Side, you can find that on iTunes. You can get that on Spotify. You can download that under Low, L-O, West Side. It was just something more of an eye-opener, just as a teaser. When I first got my feet back on the ground, I got caught up, and I couldn't manage everything the way that I wanted to. So it was up and down with the way that I wanted to promote that record. So now that I got my feet planted firm again, I wanted to promote it again. But West Side is definitely something talking about Detroit, and it's about any city, Los Angeles, the Bay, you know, anywhere. Even my man, you know, T.Y. out there in Durham, like, you know, rep wherever you at. So it's just something, you know, you can ride to. And I got plenty more to come. So, you know, on YouTube, you can check it out. So I hope people like it and you know, tap on in at your boy.
Definitely. Y'all need to go ahead and check him out, you feel me? Now, I went ahead and checked out another track that got sent to me, you know what I'm saying? And it's called All I've Learned, you know what I mean? And after the first point, I gonna lie to you. Sometimes I be a little biased. I'm like, okay, we got another track. And a lot of times, people send the same type of track, the same type of joint, you know what I'm saying? And I don't ever discriminate, you know what I'm saying? But it's good to send some versatility, and that's exactly what you did. You know what I'm saying? Your joint, All I've Learned, that as an artist, you know what I'm saying, that switched up. That was something that I appreciated, you know what I'm saying? I really did. And from the moment that, you know what I'm saying, you started speaking, I believe your verse was most don't have dreams. Those that do go loco from past dreams. And I really felt that, because you can look around your neighborhoods. For all my people, all my listeners out there, you can look around your neighborhoods and see that. You know what I'm saying? Them old cats that are sitting on the corner, you know what I'm saying, or in the bars all day long,
exactly.
They got them stories to tell. That ain't nothing but
exactly.
Full of dreams, you know what I'm saying, that got wasted. Y'all need to take that and run with it in a whole nother direction. So I want you to talk to them, you know what I'm saying, about the importance of that and, you know what I'm saying, basically that track in itself.
Well, the track in itself was more so of just giving people an eye opener. Like I don't discriminate on what nobody do. You know, your path is your path,
mm-hmm.
your story is your story. I don't care if you selling drugs, I don't care if you selling radios, I don't care if you selling DVDs. Own it, live it, walk it. Be very unapologetic for what you do, but understand in time you will learn a hard lesson from choices that you make. Choices are the first thing in making steps to either becoming a man, a business, a person, a woman, from a girl, a boy
mm-hmm.
to a father, you know, and so forth. So it's like, you know, I just wanted to put that out there. The music that I make is, you know, it's reality-based. West Side, that's like a,
mm-hmm.
you know, it is what it is. It's like an alter ego of myself. That's me. That's me being me when I'm being on, you know, when I'm low. You know what I'm saying? But other than that,
mm-hmm.
you know, my conscience is a little bit different. I got two kids that I have sole custody of. So, you know, when niggas was running around 18, you know, you buying a Rolly, I'm buying furniture. You know what I'm saying? I'm cutting my grass. You understand what I'm saying? So my mentality was a little bit different. So, you know, it was a battle for me. As you can see in the music, you know, one time I'm like this, but at the same time, shit, I'm a walking contradictory myself. You know, I'm in one hand I got a scale, in the other hand I got a Bible. So who am I to talk? You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? So I just wanted to let people know, like, hey man, you know, eventually, you know, you gotta grow into those shoes and eventually change those shoes. So I'm just letting people know, man. You know, my name Los. You know, it's a million niggas just like me, just like it's a million niggas just like you. You know, period.
Right.
That's all, you know.
Like, I really appreciate your transparentness, you know what I'm saying, because a lot of cats are portrayed to be something that they're not, you know what I'm saying, and that's something I talk about on here all the time, because, you know what I'm saying, I talk to a lot of artists, and, you know what I'm saying, I talk to most of the artists that I speak to on here, I talk to y'all again, you know what I'm saying, because we want to make sure we get everybody, you know, back, you know, frequently, but, you know what I'm saying, like, their whole persona sometimes that they present in their music, you know what I'm saying, and on the air versus... you know, when I talk to them, it's a whole different, and I get having a whole different persona or whatnot, you know what I'm saying, but it's
right.
a big leap, you know what I'm saying? I feel like if your brand is true, your brand is real, you know, it is you, it is what it is, then it shouldn't be too big of a leap versus from what, you know what I'm saying, you already have going on, and people can see through
exactly.
that, you know what I'm saying, and it shows in your music, so hats off to you, because
yeah.
your music is very transparent, we get a very clear view of who you are, y'all need to go check him out. And then with that being said, go ahead and shout out your social media handles. Set it out real slow because we want them to know where to go and we don't ever want them to get confused.
Well, right now, you can check me out on Instagram, LoOfficial. That's LO_official. Go ahead and check out some of the music that I put up there. You can check me out on YouTube under That's Lowdown, DATSLODOWN, West Side. You can check that out. Right now, my focus is on... my new project, which is called 10 Summers. I haven't released that yet. I will be releasing that in the upcoming week. You can check me out on any, you know, any social media. You can go check me out on Cha-Cha's album. You can check me out on the Raw Collection album. You can look that up, Raw Collection, on YouTube. There's a lot of music out there that you can check me out on. But for now, I just need y'all to tune in and tap in and follow my journey at LoOfficial, at Instagram, on Twitter. It's That Nigga Los. Again, That Nigga Los on Twitter. So, you know, I'm still getting used to a lot of the internet tags and so forth. But like I said, you know, this me, this what you get all the time, every time. I ain't going to tell you no lies. I ain't going to tell you nothing but the truth. Everybody chasing it. Eventually, you're going to get a handful of it. So check
mm-hmm.
me out.
Y'all heard him. Y'all need to make sure y'all go like, share, comment, follow. You feel me? My boy will like, share, comment, follow right back at you. energy. You dig? It's all about the networks. Y'all make sure you check my boy Hello out. You feel me? Now, my boy Ty Flo, I really appreciate it. Like, it's really sticking with me, you know what I'm saying, the fact that you were able to bring it back like that. Because most cats, I was just talking to somebody the other day about the fact that, you know, people don't take this music very seriously, and you can always tell because once life kicks in, you know what I'm saying, it turned into a whole hobby, and they weren't really serious from the get-go, you know what I'm saying? So I find it very impressive that, you know what I'm saying, life hits you with a bunch of stuff, you know what I'm saying, to the point where, you know what I'm saying, your presence wasn't felt at all, and you was able to bring it back strong because, like, this joint right here, that hype joint, you know what I'm saying? You can't tell you've been out. You know what I'm saying? You can't tell until you start dropping the fact that you've been out. You know what I'm saying? So I want you really to talk to these cats. We got a lot of young cats out here, you know what I'm saying, that listen. Or a lot of older cats. We got some vets. We got all these type of people listening. But I want you to put something in their ear about really putting your all into your passion and putting it into your passion the right way for the win.
All right. So hype is about this. It's called hype. But I'm really, in the song, I'm speaking on how you shouldn't believe the hype. There's a lot of people that's more famous and more known than actually, they getting more praise for what you see, way more than they getting praise for the music, you know what I mean? There's a lot of people, independent artists, me myself, I used to be lost. Like, and people wonder why it takes so long. They say, well, it don't happen overnight. Well, it don't happen overnight because nobody knows the direction to go. You know, so, like, I just encourage people to invest in yourself. And honestly, recording is one thing. Doing music is the fun part, but the business side is going to be about 80-90% of it. So at the end of the day, I got so much music shelved, and I got a lot of music. I got one single out. I got a lot of music. I'm ready to put this music out, but I won't put it out unless it's done the right way and strategically done in sequence. So, you know, everything I'm doing right now, you know, is premeditated. That's just how I feel. I premeditated this whole thing, and that's how I'm gunning for it. And I just want to encourage people to invest, man. Network, get to know the right people. X out the fakes, the people that's not going to do nothing for you, and put your time into people that's going to give you results. You know what I mean? And you ain't going to be able to do it by yourself.
Yeah, you can't do it by yourself. You're right about that. You know, you can't do it by yourself. That's one thing I learned a long time ago. Like, you know, you can try and you can try, but at the end of the day, you do have to build good relationships. Your networking skills have to be at a peak. You will learn as you move along, but like he said, you can start out as a hobby. And at some point in time, once you learn the business and figure out the business, you will take it much more seriously.
I appreciate that. And I feel like this, I said this in one of my songs, like, if I gave everybody all of my music, then what does that leave me?
Right.
If I gave it to everybody for free, what does that leave me? Yeah, I did it for y'all, but what I'm going to get out of the situation?
You're just popular. You're just popular. It's like at some point in time, you know, like I realized that, like, you know, when I was out on the road, a lot of times, you know, the focus point, you know, when I was with 2620 and being out of town, it's like, yeah, I stayed in a lot of nice places. I met a lot of nice people. But at the same time, it was like a Cinderella story. You know, you go up, you go down, and what you got? You got all this music. Everybody know you, but what you got? So, you know, that's what leads to you working or going to jail or doing something you ain't got no business in, because you're not focused on your craft. You're not focused on what you're doing. And just like he said, those are the times when you have to believe in yourself. Instead of trying to understand it, you know, go where God taking you sometime. And I ain't Jesse James or nothing, you know, but at the same time, I ain't Jesse Jackson either. You're trying to figure it out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and people take so long to figure it out, and then when you figure it out, it's a good feeling, but it's gonna be more work. You know what I mean? And it's just like, it's hard because nobody understands what goes on behind the scenes. You know what I mean? So it's like, I may tell people, yeah, I'm on a radio station, I might be doing this, but it's like, it's all premeditated, man. Point straight up, like. Like, everything is handling business, and then you put it on display for people, and it is what it is. It's business. Right. That's all this is. It's more business than anything else. I hate to say
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'm so glad you're speaking on that. Because Cash is really out here, you know what I'm saying? Every track that they get, every idea that they get, they already leaking it. They're giving it to the world for free. They're not, you know, checking into your ASCAP and BMIs, you know what I'm saying? They're not, you know, building their catalog and that shit. You know what I'm saying? They're expecting to get on, you know what I'm saying? And you can't do that. You have to have strategy. You have to have a plan, you know what I mean?
Right.
When are you pushing the single? How are you pushing the single? What's coming after that? What shows are you doing? What is your target market audience, you know what I'm saying? Like, are you bending towards this? You know, every track you have a different audience, and you need to try to figure out, you know, how your show's gonna bend towards them, how the video's gonna bend towards them, how the picture's gonna bend towards them. It takes time, you know what I'm saying? So I'm glad you're on here speaking like this, because you know what I'm saying, the more they can hear this, the more repetitive it is, and the more y'all showing it and proving it, you know what I'm saying? The more people will start to get it right and stop wasting so much time. You know what I mean? So, like, I'm having both of y'all kings on here because y'all definitely, you know, paving the way for other people, especially because the way y'all doing it, the music that y'all putting out here, you know what I'm saying, and the message that you guys are leaving. And without y'all, like, this show don't exist, you know what I'm saying? You know, people, we got followers that are listening for all types of reasons, you know what I'm saying? And what can I really give them to listen to, look forward to, you know what I'm saying? People to network with, people to help. What can I really give them if I don't have give them something of substance, you know what I'm saying? So I appreciate when I got kings such as yourself on the show, you know what I'm saying? Just dropping jewels, dropping good music, you know what I'm saying? It's all love, and I really appreciate you guys, like, right off rip. I really do.
I appreciate you.
Yeah, I appreciate you too, baby girl.
No doubt. Now, I want to give y'all a chance to go ahead, since we was talking about it, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to give my boy L.O. the chance first, because we can't do it by ourselves, you know what I'm saying? Whether it's one person or whether it's five, you know what I'm saying? We're going to keep it live and let them know we appreciate them. So go ahead and shout out your people real quick, you know what I'm saying, and show them some love.
First and foremost, I want to shout out Radio Pushes TV. Definitely want to shout you out. You ain't got nothing but love for you right now, baby. You done made my day, you understand me? Like I said, you know, I'm down here in, I moved down here to Tampa, so I'm in Tampa, Florida now. And, you know, just check me out. Like I said, man, my people, y'all know who y'all is. Anybody that's interested, that enjoyed the conversation or enjoyed the content that we were talking about, if you want to hear more of my music, or more of Ty's music, I'm sorry, if you want to hear more of his music, check us out, you know. @L_official on Instagram, check it out. If you want to contact me, let's go. If you got a plan, let's talk about it. You want to get to some money or you want to build up to where we can eventually make some money, my ears is open, you know. Like I said, man, give me a holler. I ain't no funny acting nigga. We're going to figure it out, and we're going to work.
Most definitely. Y'all heard him. It ain't nothing but the real going on in this show. That's why we call it Dream Hustle Win, because that's all that's going on right now. So y'all need to hit my boy L.O. up. Y'all need to make sure y'all checking out his joint, Westside. Y'all need to be making sure y'all checking out his joint. All I've learned is my joint. I'm going to be playing that for you shit too, honey. Now we're going to get over here to my boy Ty. Please go ahead and shout out your people, because like I said, I'm appreciating you, King. Like, I'm really appreciating your whole joint. So please go ahead and shout out your team, because I appreciate they asses too.
Thank you. I'm going to shout out on Radio Pushes as well. I want to give a shout out to my boy Lo. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be looking out for my boy. I'm going to tune in to what he got going on. I want to give a shout out to all my supporters, my family, my friends. You know what I mean? And then I just want to give a shout out to my producers. I got a couple producers that I work with in the A. DeJuan Waddell and Sounds by Coop.
Yeah, definitely. I am going to be checking more out from y'all, you know what I'm saying, because y'all already piqued my interest from even before I got to talk to y'all. Like I said, the music speaks to me, you know what I'm saying, and I listen to it. So y'all got facts, y'all need to send them my way, baby, you know what I'm saying, because I got a lot of people I listen for a lot. And when I let people, before the podcast, I have a listening party, honey. Trust and believe that one. And I watch and see who bobs to what. And that's why I learn how I learn what questions to ask. You know what I'm saying? Because we got a whole new doing going on.
I forgot to tell it. My man on the production that did that production for Westside as well as All I've Learned, his name is Gino XO. You can holler at him on Instagram as well, Gino XO. He also has Gino XO Apparel, Barry the Bear, if you ever seen it on Instagram. It's a very dope clothing line. But as far as these tracks, as far as these beats, he got whatever you need, man. Look him up on Instagram, dog. Gino XO. That's my man.
Already.
Definitely. Look at this love. You got me all feeling all warm. Thank you. Joining with us, and y'all need to go check out my boy L.O. Y'all need to check out my boy Ty Flow, you know what I'm saying? And y'all know exactly where to go find it. Y'all can definitely tune back in to check some things out. I will have them back again. If you missed it, run and go tag your friends. You dig? But we're going to go ahead and say salute to you. Thank you for tuning in. This is your girl, Lajay, baby, from the Street Custom Wear Podcast with REI Radio and Radio Pushes. And I want to say we out.
All right.
All right.
There it is, Jim Shoe. Okay, motherfucker, crawl up, son.